first.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, good evening, ma'am. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Is this research, or what is this for?
Yes. Good question, ma'am. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and we're just conducting an opinion survey, just randomly. Okay. It's about your community and the nation.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll see how this goes. No, we don't work for the media or anything.
Thank you. I appreciate that, ma'am. I truly do. Okay, sure. So you do not work for media? No.
I do not.
Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Perfect. Yes. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other officials? Are you definitely voting?
What are the chances?
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably vote.
Yeah, that was the next one. So definitely probably 50-50, or you will not vote.
Let's go.
You said probably.
Let's go probably, yeah.
Gotcha. And what is your age?
Let's skip that over.
I understand. And all right, so we'll just leave it like that. Just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American,
Caucasian.
That was a yes to Caucasian? Okay.
Correct.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I just want you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale of 0 to 100. So 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 50 means so-so. And 0 means that very cold, unfavorable. You can choose any number from 0 to 100. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one, public charter schools from 0 to 100.
If I'm like for them or not?
If you favor them or if you like them, how was your experience with them in general?
Well, I don't have an opinion on that because I have no experience with public charter schools.
Thank you. Next one. Public school teachers.
They need to get paid more. Let's see. They do their best, so let's see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give them a poor rating, but they, you know, we could all improve. I think based on their resources, I'd be generous to give them 70%.
Thank you. Appreciate
Let's
that.
Let's go 70.
How about
Black
Lives Matter or BLM for short?
What about them?
How do you feel towards them, or what's your opinion towards them from 0 to 100?
I think everybody's important. So let's go 100. They're very important, just like the rest of us.
Okay, thank you. And Donald Trump.
He's got bad hair. oh my goodness. Let's go 50-50 on him.
5-0.
I'm pretty.
Thank you.
I'm pretty mixed feelings about him.
Okay. And critical race theory or CRT?
I don't know what that is.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah.
Your local school board?
Oh, we'll give them a 45.
4 or 5. Thank you. How about the American Federation of Teachers or AFT?
Well, it's sounds like they're pretty important, but I don't have any experience with them, so I don't know what, like, they're, you know what I mean? So let's just go, I don't have an opinion on that, because I don't have any direct knowledge of them.
Perfect. Joe Biden?
I'll give him a 5.
5.
Because he's alive.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's alive. We all deserve points for that.
Okay, I just need to compose myself here. And public schools?
You don't have to. It's all good. Public schools, you said?
Mm-hmm. From 0 to 100.
Let's give them a generous 60. Let's go 60.
60, right?
Yeah. I think that's fair. Because
perfect.
They are limited because they're funding and stuff. So it's not, you know, the teachers and the school board's fault. Like, takes a village.
Okay, perfect. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay, just fair?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, next, I would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
So a charter school is a public school? Is that right?
Here we have either public school or charter school. So I think they're different. They're trying to separate
them. So charter
them.
School is like a private school, right?
Almost, yes.
Or is it publicly funded like a public school?
I don't want to get deep into that because I'm not.
Okay, yeah.
It's your
so
opinion.
So I'm, all right, so one more time, the question.
Okay, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
Well, I don't think I'm educated in that field to make that call. So no opinion on that one.
Perfect. Now, how important do you think it is for public schools or to prepare students for each of the following? Now, you have a scale of 0 to 10.
How far do I what?
Very important. I'm sorry. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? So for the ones I read out, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that, yes, it is very important for public schools to prepare students. 5, somewhat important. 0, not important at all.
Okay,
so the first one, become more organized and have structure.
10.
Okay, that is a 10. So that's very important. Thank you.
Sure.
Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad.
I think that that's pretty important, too. So let's go 10.
10. Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
I don't know about beating them, but I think working along together. So let's give that one a lower because I don't like the way it's worded. Competing and beating. So no, I don't think that's as important. Let's go 6.
6. Thank you.
Yeah, I think if that were worded differently, I would be more for it.
Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. How important do you think that is?
Well, it's important to let them know, but I think it's their decision, really. So, 7?
7. Thank you.
Yeah.
Embrace American values and be proud of American citizens.
10.
10. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
10.
Thank you. All right. would you say that your steak spends about the right amount, too much, or not enough from public school education?
Not enough.
Thank you. Have you attended local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
No. Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you. Nothing at all. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I can't answer that because I have no knowledge about it. So I have no answer there.
Thank you. Appreciate you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree?
They should not be able to dictate? I agree with that.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I mean, I guess it depends on what we're talking about, the discussion. So let's go somewhat.
Somewhat agree. Thank you.
Yeah.
Public school students should not learn. I'm sorry. Let me repeat that. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
I absolutely strongly disagree with that.
Okay. Third one.
We learn teaching from our mistakes.
What? Yes.
Sorry.
We live and we learn, right?
No. Like, come on. Go ahead.
Teaching critical. No problem. No. Believe me.
All good.
Your opinions are very valuable. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. You agree or disagree?
Oh, it's very important, so I agree with that. Read the first part again. Challenging students is important. Yes, I strongly agree.
Let me go ahead and repeat that. Maybe it was me, sorry. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable.
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. There you are. Perfect. Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, tell me whether you support or oppose. So here's the first one. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools. Do you support or oppose?
That's a good one. Oh, man. I think I support it more than I oppose it. So let's go support.
Is that somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
I think that's a discussion to be had also.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Raising the standards for entering into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Support or oppose?
I'll oppose that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat. I mean, I don't know what it takes thoroughly, so.
Okay. Thank you. Increasing teacher pay.
I think that would come with a better education. So I strongly support that.
Thank you. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
Of course I support that, for sure. Strongly.
Somewhat strongly. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
Strongly oppose.
There you are. All right. All right. Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
Well, it depends on if that was required or not, I guess. I would support it, though. I mean, it's important to know everybody's backgrounds, but so if I support that, I support all the races. Yeah, I support it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Sorry?
I'm sorry. Somewhat support or strongly support?
I'll strongly support that.
Thank you. Now, I'm just going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. You have a scale from 0 to 10. After I read each one, you grade it with 10 means that, yes, you find it a very convincing argument. 5, somewhat convincing, and 0, not convincing at all argument. You can choose any number from 0 to 10, a first one. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents... Go ahead.
Go ahead. Finish.
Oh. When radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing is that from 0 to 10?
It's pretty convincing. I'll say a 10. I mean, it's not even convincing, it's accurate.
Thank you. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is a perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to deal these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How convincing is that?
I strongly agree. 10.
So that's very convincing. Thank you.
Yeah.
Final one. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high. And 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of colors, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road of Trinity starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing is that?
10.
All right. Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following. Teaching critical thinking requires the teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. You agree or disagree with that?
Didn't we go over that one already? I strongly agree, Ken.
Yes, I'm sorry, man. This, because sometimes people change their opinions during the survey. I guess that's the reason why they're doing this. It's
double checking me.
Got it. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a child's curriculum.
I agree with that. And it was a somewhat, wasn't it?
This is your opinion,
I think it's up for discussion. Yeah, I agree with that for sure.
Somewhat or strongly?
You know, let's go strongly because.
Okay. All right. Now we're just going to switch gears a little here. These last two questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of school?
How far along through this are we?
We're at 90%. These are the final questions.
Okay, sweet.
All right. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Grade 1 to last grade? High school graduate?
High school graduate.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or homemaker?
Employed,
thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I don't care to say.
No problem. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'd say Independent/Republican.
Okay, so just to clarify here, you lean more towards Republican. Now, let me ask you, are you a not strong Republican or a strong Republican?
I'm not super strong in it. Like, I'm not, I'm pro-choice, not pro-life, you know? So there's certain things that I'm super Republican about and certain things that I don't quite agree with. So in those cases, I would say Independent, right?
Okay, thank you. So this will be Independent, right?
Sorry?
Your answer will be Independent?
I guess, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I don't care to say.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'd say moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Several times a year. Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me whether this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. The first one. Is a born-again Christian, fundamentalist, or evangelical?
None of those apply to us.
Does that apply to you? Nobody.
No.
Not you. Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
What about them?
Does that apply to you or anyone in the household?
No.
Gotcha. And this will be the final question. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Well, this concludes our segment, ma'am. Thank you for your patience and your opinions. Mm-hmm. And you have yourself a great rest of the night. Truly appreciate
Enjoy
it.
Your evening. Thank you. Have a nice
Thank
night.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.